With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You really are a hero.
Well, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is on stage right now at Chase Performing Arts Center, one of the holiday specials that's up at the theaters.
Yes, thousands of Western New York children will go to the theater in some way, shape, or form, whether it's to the Grinch, or if they saw the Nutcracker, if they're going to the Wizard of Oz, if they're going to Madeline's, if they saw Madeline's Christmas, that there's a lot to do up and about for the holidays.
I still like the animated cartoon, though, the original. That's really the great one.
I loved those, the Charlie Brown Christmas, back when people really watched television.
That's right, and you always looked forward to those every year.
You did.
But another great thing is coming to Shays in January, Wicked returns.
Well, Wicked, wouldn't that be a lovely pair of tickets to put in someone's Christmas stocking? The Theater Alliance of Buffalo does this thing where you can buy theater bucks. You go to the Theater Alliance website, and it's like a gift certificate, and you can use it as if it were cash at the box office of 20 Buffalo theaters, including Shays, so you could help offset somebody's Wicked tickets coming in early January or to any of 19 other theaters around the region, and that's a great gift idea.
My stocking is all hung by the fireplace, so...
Are you ready to see Wicked again? Is that?
I would love to see it for the first time.
Oh, for the first time?
The first time.
Oh, well then, somebody must get you tickets to Wicked. It's delightful. It's been out 10 years. It's really phenomenal. You can add the top grossing pictures of all time all together, and Wicked has earned more money. It's quite a powerhouse.
Now, I know you had a chance to travel to Chicago to see Tribes.
I did go to Steppenwolf Theater. Steppenwolf, one of the great theaters of Chicago. What a great theater town Chicago is. And that's a play by Nina Raine, a British writer, about a family, three grown children living at home in this very intellectual family, one of whom is deaf but has been raised as if he weren't. He has learned to read lips. He has not been taught sign. The family has not learned sign. Well, he meets a girl who teaches him sign, and the world changes for all of them. It is a graciously beautiful play. That is a wonderful theater. The actor who plays the role, I'd seen before, a deaf actor. I'd seen him as Pippin years ago, but this beautifully gracious play. But the ability to spend time in Chicago's theater, well, it's a bigger town than Buffalo, as much richness as we have here, Chicago, bigger, brighter, louder, you know, that's what Chicago is. And I have deftly just inserted the name of Chris Jones' book about Chicago theater, Bigger, Brighter, Louder. I also got to spend some time with Chris Jones, who's the chief critic for the Chicago Tribune, and we had seen the same weekend Tribes opened, and to talk about that play. Chris has just published a book, and it's 150 theater reviews from the history of Chicago, going back to the mid-19th century, Chicago Tribune reviews clear through to himself, and it reveals how a theater community grows up alongside a certain city and how criticism contributes to that. And the Chicago story includes Joseph Jefferson as Rip Van Winkle in the 19th century, but also the rescuing of the career of Tennessee Williams when Glass Menagerie opened in that city, the arrival of A Raisin in the Sun in that city, clear through to the producers, August Osage County, Clybourne Park. And so in his book, he publishes the review and then his own commentary about why this is an important moment in the history of Chicago theater.
Do you see the similarities to that within Buffalo's theater community?
Well, I see a great contrast, but I do see that our theater community has grown to match our city. We're a city that has 20 small professional theaters at any given moment, new theaters coming into existence all the time, and it suits us. And we also do have a great legacy of theater, from minstrel shows through vaudeville, through the big days of touring, to being a leader in the resident regional theater movement, that, sure, I do see parallels. We're a very different city from Chicago, but I think that that's also our strength. We have our own character and a theater scene that reflects that. And for a city our size, it's, you know, perhaps even richer than Chicago. It looms large as a big part of our lives. When Shays has a big show during Christmas, downtown is transformed. And that's the Buffalo story.
It certainly is phenomenal and lends to this new renaissance that we're all experiencing here in the city of Buffalo. Well, with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.